It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Shut Your Face podcast with me, Bree. This week, I want to talk about some little self-reflection that maybe can help somebody or not, you know, resonate with somebody. You're not going to get anywhere in life if you can't look in the mirror. Like, you're not going to move in any direction if you cannot look in the mirror. So up until now, well, I think there's been other points, I've hit on this before, but up until now, I've pretty much really only talked about things that have happened to me. Which, you know, granted, there are a lot of situations out there in the world where things happen to people that they did not ask for. They literally just were minding their own business and here comes some psycho, you know, like they didn't ask for it. There are also situations in your life where you can make or break yourself. And if you're not willing to look at you, which a lot of people don't want to, it's very uncomfortable for somebody to think about looking at themselves and looking in the mirror and going, okay, this is where I screwed up. This is where I fucked up. This is what I gotta fix. This is my fault. This is my bad. That's very hard for a lot of people to do. And I didn't realize how many people are not able to do it until I kind of like have been through the recent situation with the defamation and all that kind of stuff. Because I've always been a person that self-reflects. Like, I'm very self-aware of who I am and what I am. But certain situations will kind of push you in a corner and you're like, okay, I know I need to work on that, but what? So let me just make myself clear. Under any given circumstance, is it ever your fault or someone's fault or a situation where they deserve to be abused? Absolutely nobody on this planet deserves that treatment. Whether it's just a constant poke every single day that adds up and then a fucking volcano erupts, or it's just one big old blow. Like, nobody on this planet deserves to just a random abuse. Like, they don't. Okay? The part of looking in the mirror comes in with kind of how you handle that. So, I am lucky to be able to sit here and say that, you know, I've kept my mouth shut and it didn't work. I've fought back and it didn't work. I've kept my mouth shut and it did work. I fought back and it did work. So, is there a tried and true solution for it? Not really. But, I kind of, I think I touched on this before. I posted a question to people asking them what they would say to their bully now. And it's crazy to see how many people can resonate with, like, my situation. But a lot of people would just beat the shit out of them. And sometimes you got to do that with other people. But whatever, I digress. Back to looking in the mirror, okay? One of the like hardest things that I'm dealing with right now is trying not to become those people. I will catch myself being angry at the world because you get so mad. And I don't mean like when you hear the word mad, like this ripping, like tearing, blowing shit up mad. I mean like you are just, it's an emotional anger. It's like, what the fuck? You know, like, why me? And not, again, it's not a poor, pitiful, excuse me, why me? It's just like a question. It's like, why? And although you will never, probably never get an answer, a legit answer to that question, which sucks for many people, you know, if you're lucky enough to be able to kind of get through it and live through it and help other people, that's probably the end game. But it's like, you know, I sit here and I think about all of these people that, one, can like resonate with what I've been through. We understand each other. But I also think about all of the people that had like, I'm such an empathetic person. I think about all the people that felt what I know I felt, and I know that hurt. And I like don't want people to feel that. I don't want people to feel unimportant. I don't want people to feel cast aside. I don't want people to feel like shit. I don't want them to like take random abuse from people that are jealous or people that have issues. Like, I wish I could fix the world, but I can't. I know. I got my rose-colored glasses on. But if you're not able to look at yourself, you're not going to heal from those situations. Hear me out. So, let's say that you're in an abusive relationship, okay? Now, I saw a particular TikTok of this girl, which I'm starting to have like, hold on, I'm digressing. I saw a TikTok of this girl filming her boyfriend, and he was mad. He was not abusive. He was not abusive. He was mad. And let me just say something. You have every right to be mad. I grew up in a household where having emotion was like, I don't know the right word. You were not to have them. Like, if you were mad, you can't be mad. If you were sad, don't be sad. We grew up in a household where, you know, you just like, you don't need to have any emotions. And if people were mad, it was control your anger. You don't need to be mad. Let me just say something. You have every right to be angry. If something upsets you, you have every right to be angry. If something upsets you and you are sad, you have every right to be sad. You have every right to be happy. You have every right to feel the emotions that you feel with whatever reaction that you have. Okay? It's how you choose to handle those emotions. Okay, so we'll take two. Hold on. Let's go back to the girl on TikTok. Okay, she's filming her boyfriend. One, if it's not a situation that's worth filming, why are y'all putting your business out there? Why are you putting your business out there? I'm glad the general public's smart enough to kind of stop people and make them feel stupid for it, but some of y'all are like, no, you're not being abused, sweetie. You're just a dumbass with a camera. Like, put it down and leave. It's, like, not that hard. Okay? But she's filming this, her boyfriend. He's obviously irritated. Obviously mad. There's no signs of actual, like, aggression towards her. He's just mad. Right? I don't feel threatened watching it. But she's like, this is abuse. This is abuse. This is narcissism. No, actually, you are. You filming this for attention, when clearly he has made it very clear he does not want to be with you, then get your shit and leave. Like, I don't understand that. You ain't got to tell me but twice, baby. We are not going to force. There is no reason on God's green earth why somebody should force somebody on somebody else when it don't work. It's not working. It's clearly not working. Put the camera down. Have a good night and leave. But you picked up the camera and you recorded him because you know that if you leave, he won't stop you. That's not abuse. That's you got a problem, you need to look in the mirror. This girl has a problem, you need to look in the mirror and go, this particular person doesn't want me. It's okay, let's move on. It is not that big of a deal. There's a very big difference between feeling threatened and somebody's taking your keys, somebody's holding you hostage, somebody's choking you down, strangling you, beating you, won't let you leave. That situation is way over here. What I'm talking about is right here and extremely remediable. Like, you're not in an abusive situation. You need to look in the mirror. You might end up in one, though, on your own accord. Stop. Listen to me. Okay? Pushing people to their breaking points when they have made it very clear what it is they want or don't want, you're asking for it at that point. You are asking for it at that point. So to manipulate somebody and go, oh, you're abusive, you're showing anger. No. They clearly are irritated. Leave them alone. I broke up from a relationship because I didn't like who I became when I was around this person. Does that speak badly of them? No, and it shouldn't. They are who they are. I don't like who I become around them. It's not a good match. It does not work. It's wish them the best, right? Now, if that person decided to hold on to me, make it worse, some dumbass would call that abuse, and that's not abuse. That's called you won't leave me the fuck alone. That's what that's called. And that goes back to this girl filming this guy, and I'm just sitting here watching this whole video thinking to myself, you are literally causing this. Put the phone down and leave. If he don't want you, he don't want you. Or she, if she don't want you, she don't want you. Like, there are actual domestic violence victims out there who go through some shit that, like, locking the doors, taking the keys, holding people hostage, cannot leave type thing. I mean, beating. And you just, I think society has gone on a freaking wild spin over here on some shit that they don't know anything about just because it sounds good. You got narcissism and narcissist and, like, the word being slung around like it's fucking cheese and bread. No. Back to the whole, you gotta look in the mirror. If you're not willing to look in the mirror, you're gonna stay in the same spot. You're going to visit the same situations. You're going to have the same people in your life if you're not willing to look at the mirror and go, let me reevaluate what I'm doing. It goes back to that kind of old saying, like, you know, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Well, some people will become the smartest person in the room and not leave because it makes them feel good. Oh, we don't want to look at what we don't know. I'm kind of in that dynamic right now because I am outgrowing certain areas, and I know I need to go into this area, but it's a little scary. Not because, like, I feel dumb. I'm always willing to learn. It's intimidating because you don't know. I'm a very much, like, I need to know type person, but whatever. I would rather go here, though. At the end of the day, I would rather move forward and come back if I have to than to stay right here. And you cannot do that in life if you don't look in the mirror. So I've had to look at myself and go, Brie, what you're doing got you this far, but it's not going to get you here. I've looked at the mirror and gone, Bree, I'm not good at this. I've looked in the mirror and gone, Bree, you're not good at that. We got to get somebody else that knows what they're doing. If I want to go to that next level. And that's, it can be hard to do. It can be hard to do. Because you feel like, you feel like once you get to a spot where you're like, hell yeah, I can be proud of myself, now you got to turn around and go back down and work your way up again. But we're getting there. We're getting there. I also want to talk about, we're going on a whim here, Courtney Cook on TikTok. I don't know what y'all are doing, but if you're not on TikTok, I don't know what you're doing. It's a way more interactive app. It holds an emotional context. Like y'all, I'm telling you, you need to get on the TikTok. Need to get on the TikTok. But Courtney Cook is cool as fuck, and she has all these like cool recipes that are on.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
That she puts on like random stuff that is so cool. And she's like, it's like the coolest dinners. And they're so, they're just different. So you need to go check that out. Courtney Cook on the TikTok. And she's in Georgia. You gotta love Georgia. She do some random stuff. What I see the other day? This girl took, hold on.
What geniuses do, honestly.
Whipped cream. Freddy Poo. Fruity Pebbles. And popcorn.
Pregnancy craving with the what baby?
Fourth
baby. This
ain't gonna lie, that looks good as hell. And I would love to try it. That's why I work out, so that I can eat. No, I'm just kidding. I work out so that I can like move at 70. But anyways, she's kind of went like viral, and I think it's so cool to see people. It's crazy. When you get on TikTok, you feel like you are entering a community. Like a community. Like you're driving by the community pool, and here's the basketball courts, and everybody's gonna know about like the lasagna dinner on Friday nights. Like you feel like you are in a community. You don't feel like that on Facebook. Because it's very hard to fake authenticity on TikTok. And people connect with authenticity. Facebook is like, I just, too many times throughout the years, I'll be scrolling and be like, oh, nope, that's not really you. Oh, that's not really you. And the passive aggressiveness. Literally had this grown man kind of talk shit about how my podcast is not like we're a news fucking show or some shit. So I send him a message. He don't look at it. Mr. I don't even got a ball sack. Anyways, that's Facebook. Like, I don't know. Oh. Sorry, I lost. Oh, spotlight. And TikTok just does that. It's so up and coming. It must need. Aside from being able to look in the mirror at yourself and you know what you need to change, what your problems are, you also have got to be able to sit with your emotion. You got to sit with the emotion. It's a lot harder than you think. Trust me. It is a lot harder than you think. So, like, I'll give you an example. Me and my sister have not. I moved out at 17 years old. And, basically I was shoved out at 17. But don't really know why. But shoved out at 17. Moved out. And I didn't really have much to do with my sister. And I blame a couple of different things for that. I feel like people created a wedge between me and her because they would talk shit about her. And when you're young like that, you don't realize sometimes people's intentions when they talk shit about other people. That's another podcast. Anyways, me and my sister really lived very different lives. I mean, we just did not have anything to do with each other. When we did, it was very short, sweet. It was not, you know, we've gotten into knockout, drag-out fights. But I will say this. We have always been there for each other, push comes to shove. Like, if it was a really, really serious situation. She got ganged up on a lot, and just like I did on the internet. So, anyways, whatever. We lived very, very separate lives. It wasn't until recently, until we kind of got older, that we're not heavily in each other's lives, but more than before, just a little bit more, you know, because we really don't know each other. We only know each other through hearsay, which that's never right, right? So we're learning each other brand new. And there are times where, if I don't get emotional now, I get emotional talking about it. I would not have gotten emotional about it before. I would have just suppressed whatever. I would have not even, like, actually, I don't even think I was suppressing. I was just not even, clear cut over my head. Aside from the fact that I was living life and going through whatever I was going through during those times period for years. Oh my God, 20 years. I'm able now to sit with the emotion. And the emotion will come to me. And I've not been a good sister. I've not. You can't dwell on those things. You can't dwell on decisions that you make when you're young and you're dumb and you just kind of don't know any better. Some things you won't learn until it actually happens to you or until it's the right time. And a lot of things that I have learned regarding my sister have been after I have went through the things that she went through. So I got a taste of it. And I'm like, oh. And it like hits you. You're like. So anyways, I'll be talking to her or thinking about her. And the emotion will come over me of, I've not been a good sister. I should have done better. I should have been a better sister. Regardless of everything I just said a minute ago, that emotion hits me. And I make myself look at it. I make myself be sad about it. I make myself explore it. I make myself, like, come out of it. And that has helped me tremendously to be able to recognize and evaluate other people's emotions and mine. And it has also helped, I don't want to say regulate, because we don't, like, I have a lot of self-control, but it helps it even more. Like, it's just, you know, you see people that kind of just go off at the handle. They just, like, don't have any type of self-control when it comes to various things. Situations that happen in life are emotion. I see it all the time on Facebook. People will get on there and literally complain about things I deal with every day, but it's just not worth it to me to make a big deal about it. To me, that's very, like, like, it tells me you're a little unstable. But if you start looking at these emotions and inward and not outward, like inward, it can help you with that. And it's helped me quite a lot. Even the, you know, emotion of, like, I'm 42 and I am where I am at 42. I can sit there and get sad about it. I can sit there and get mad about it. I can kind of be like, excited about it or whatever, whatever have you, I make myself sit with the emotion. Try it. It's a lot harder than you think. And when I say sit with it, you sit with it and don't let it like control you or decide what you're going to do. You don't let it do that. You just explore it. For many years, I don't think I explored emotions because I didn't know what to do with them. And I was always thought, okay, well, don't be angry. That means somebody is controlling you. No, I got every right to be mad. I don't have every right to tear shit up or hurt people, but I got every right to be mad. Like, or even sad or even hurt. Like, you have a right to feel what you want to feel. You don't have a right to let that emotion control you. There was a post, and she was actually on our podcast. This girl talked about how she would get frustrated with her horse. And not like beating them, but like just frustrated. Like you might sling the reins or you might like just... It can be very frustrating. And some people were tit for tat for that. Like a lot of people were like, thank you for bringing this up. This makes me feel better. Like I have gotten frustrated before. I've da 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 da. I think one of the things that people forgot when they were talking about this is that you have a right to be frustrated, you have the right to be angry, but you have to be able to control yourself and go, let me walk away for a second. Like I had somebody tell me, go beat a tree. It's better for me to walk outside and take a baseball bat and beat the shit out of something and then come back inside. So again, my anger's okay. My anger's validated. I didn't choose to be angry out of the blue. Somebody poked me. So, I handled it in a controlled environment, like them rage rooms. I swear to God, I need to open a rage room. Because I think that's brilliant. I think that is absolutely brilliant. I saw this family in the gym, and they had a very young kid in a stroller. So I've been going to the gym, and I go to the gym like seven days a week. I'm trying to be able to work at 60 or 70, and I'm proud of myself for putting myself first instead of working 24/7, because I have like, people won't appreciate that kindness that I have done, and that's kind of, that makes me a little sad. It makes, you know, so I posted a quote the other day about how the worst part of defamation is not what's actually said, it's watching people treat you some type of way that you know that they wouldn't if they knew the truth, if they weren't, hadn't have been lied to. That's probably the worst part of it. That's the worst part of it. Not being recognized for what other people will get recognized for. Instead, you're like condemned for it. So, I'll give you the perfect example. I have worked so hard for people. I mean, busted my ass for people. Literally have sacrificed my body and my time and so much to make sure that people are okay. And do you think they praise that? Do you think they appreciate that? Do you think they said happy birthday? None of that. Literally had a guy today. He doesn't like anything that I post. No referrals. No nothing. This is his third order from me, so it's been the same process every time, okay? He messages me and goes, where are my hats? Mind you, it's 2 days before Christmas, right? Where are my hats? Mind you, like, we're on time. We're not late or nothing. Never are. Always on time. Do you think those good things that I do are being... I said, I'm sorry. Is that for me? Because I'm trying to give you a chance to, like, I placed an order with you. Yeah, no shit. Duh. Third order. Anyways, that's what happens with defamation. People also do dumb shit based off of the wrong thing. Then you have situations that could have been avoided. I'm really sad that people were lied to. It sucks for everybody involved. It really does. Because I'm just sitting here like I just... It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating because, like, all the good I've done, it's almost like nobody will know it. Well, you should do good because you want to. Well, I did. But I don't want to get treated for doing bad that I didn't do.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.